my cousin, David Dungo, rest in peace, you know, and he was a young brother that died in custody up there in Long Bay Jail in 2015. I remember watching on the news about the bloke in America where he's saying, "I can't breathe." Other people have been saying that a lot longer than that's been around. My cousin died in jail over a pack of biscuits. He was a diabetic, and not one person was charged over that. Every Aboriginal death in custody, there's never been a person charged. It's got to change. Something's got to be done about it. These questions get asked, but there's no answers. It's just like it gets swept under the rug, and then it's sad. In New South Wales alone, I think just in the last 6 months, there's been like over 10 deaths in custody. It's not right. You know, I mean, we've got to start somewhere, and someone's got to be held responsible for this. Like, I don't know if you know about David Nungay.
Yes.
He's obviously... It's you know, I mean, Auntie Tonya's got to live with that for the rest of her life, knowing that her son... That's why I feel for all the brothers here, their mums, their dads, their brothers, their sisters, that, especially in my side of the family, like, I've had three brothers, I mean, myself and two other brothers that come in and out of the jail system, and I know that's one thing that scares mum.
Absolutely, and she wouldn't want that phone call.
No mother would. No black mother should have that phone call.
That's right.
But to receive them phone calls and then be told that there's nothing, no person's ever been charged for it, it crushes, you know what I mean? It's sad. Now talking about it, hopefully there's people out there listening to understand that there's families out there, Aboriginal families, that have lost loved ones in jail but have never been told why or who's been held responsible for it, has everyone ever been charged? You don't hear nothing. Literally not a thing about it.